You are now listening to the Shu'em Soul Experience.
Welcome to the Shu'em Soul Experience. My name is Stefan. I'm the host for the show. And this show always consists of two different parts. The second part of the broadcast is always a shamanic ritual, which will help you to bring your attention to where you factually are. And it will lead you into a state of, well, deep inner peace. And the first part of the broadcast, these last few weeks and also the few coming weeks, we will be focusing on a very simple exercise, which you can do in any life circumstance, in order to bring your attention to where you actually are. Because if you would pay attention, you could clearly see that your attention is always divided. No matter where you are, no matter what you do, a big part of your attention is always, well, focused on our considerations, on our opinions, on our concepts, on our, well, all this inner turmoil, all this inner chatter, all this dreaming, all this imagination about ourselves in relation to the world. So no matter what we do, you can, I think, clearly observe that within yourself, that just about all the time, you know, maybe half of your attention is, well, somewhere else. For instance, right now, you might be sitting here, listening to the show, and meanwhile, you're dreaming of something else, and maybe thinking of something else, or somewhere else. But the fact is, you are here. You are just here. And all these things appear within your state of being. And I think it's very helpful if you learn to withdraw your attention from the things that lead your attention away from where you actually are, and focus it in the direction of, well, where you actually are, which is right here, right now. This is your life, right now, this moment. There is no other moment, there's only this moment in which you exist. And all your considerations, thought, dreams, imaginations, considerations, opinions, whatever, they appear to you right now, in this moment. And as soon as you get involved into these things, they become your reality. And the example I always give is, well, you know, right now in this moment, if you would pay attention, you could clearly see that you just exist, which is a very open, harmonious state in which everything arises. All these thoughts, all these other things arise within your being. And as soon as they come, they claim your attention. For instance, right now, if you have an angry thought, first you observe the angry thought from being. When you get into the angry thought, you become angry. And everything you will perceive within your universe of perception, you will perceive from that perspective. Of course then, your neighbor is a very annoying man and people shouldn't honk and bother you and whatever. That's of course within your perception. Because if you would be in love, you would, I think, experience these things in a very different way. You wouldn't be bothered by your neighbor. You wouldn't be bothered by other people. So that's a clear indication that has nothing to do with the people, it has something to do with your way of perceiving things. And my experience is, the more you can let your, let's say, attention rest in your state of being, the less you look from a certain point of view. And the less you experience life from a specific point of view, the more open it is. When you perceive life from a specific point of view, it has to be like that. When you're annoyed, everything is annoying. So the less you're involved into this internal interpretation of the world and your position in it, the more free you are, the less you are determined by all your opinions, the less you are determined by your interpretation of the reality. It won't mean it's not there. It just means it's not defining your reality that much. Because obviously you're built up from patterns stemming from your youth and, well, everything you engaged before. The only thing is that determines our perception all the time as soon as you get into it. You don't have to get into it. Instead of giving attention to all these thoughts and all these considerations, you might as well leave that for a moment and shift your attention to something very simple like just feeling your feet on the ground. Not because that's interesting, because of course that's not interesting. But by paying attention to your feet on the ground, what you can clearly observe within yourself is that all these things that claim your attention and get fed by your attention all the time will disappear when you withhold them their food, which is your attention. So, what you see in all serious traditions around the world, they give you an exercise to withdraw your attention from the content of your consciousness and to lead it towards openness of that consciousness, which means, in my opinion at least, nothing more or less than just letting everything be what it is, without trying to push your opinion, your view over it. And then things can just be what they are. And things are not just one thing. As I said before, you can find your neighbor extremely annoying, but his wife loves him. So who's right? Nobody is right. But the more you can let your neighbor just be who he is, which is sometimes annoying and sometimes a lovely man, you give first of all the other one space to be who he is. He doesn't have to live up to your expectations. And besides that, you give yourself a chance to explore what is there in your life from a wider perspective, which will give you different possibilities. It gives you a completely different view on your situation. And I think that's very helpful. So what I would recommend to you is right now, in this moment, drop whatever you're doing on the inside. Just leave it. It's not important. It's only important when you think it's important. So just leave it for the moment. And shift your attention away from all these thoughts and all these things to feeling your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet on the ground. Very simple. Your feet are always there. And whenever you find that you're caught up within all these internal considerations, problems, drama, etc., just withdraw. And just withdraw. Just pull your attention out by focusing on your feet. So you get yourself in a very open space from which you can look at things from a much wider perspective. So focus on the feeling of your feet on the ground. No matter what else you perceive, just let it be. And focus on the feeling of your feet on the ground. Don't think about it. Don't try to make it interesting or spiritual. Just feel your feet on the ground. And you will find that's very helpful in gathering your attention from all these things that lead your attention away from where you are, which is, well, right here in this moment. So focus on this moment. Focus on being where you are. And all the other things are just dreams, which you well believe or don't believe, up to you. Just feel your feet on the ground. Bring your attention to where you actually are. Just feel your feet. Just feel your feet on the ground. Just feel your feet. And I think very soon you will realize what I mean with that thought, considerations, inner dreams, visions, whatever, that they claim your attention, that they pop up in you and try to pull you along within their story. And as soon as you get involved into their story becomes your story. Get involved into an angry thought and you will become angry. So just let it all just be. Don't think about it. Focus your attention on your feet. Thinking about it is not going to help. Understanding it is not going to help. Withdrawing your attention and focus it in one point. That's what's leading to results. So drop whatever you're doing and focus all your attention on the feeling of your feet on the ground. And no matter what you think, no matter what else you experience, because you always experience something. You always think something. Just leave it for the moment. You might find a completely different space within yourself, which is very pleasant, very harmonious, very carefree. If you're in the turmoil, your life in general is full with drama, full with problems, difficulties, complexities. These are not yours. These are the problems, well, of a problematic thought, which you got into. Yeah. A problematic view, a problematic assumption. Just leave it. Don't think about it. Just withdraw your attention. Because you give reality to all these internal things. And you give them reality by getting into them. Why would you let yourself getting bothered by an angry thought? Why would you? You don't have to. Just withdraw your attention all the time. Yeah, you should make it a new habit. Because the old habit is getting along and going along with everything that pops up within your perception. That's why most lives are completely chaotic, filled with drama, tensions, unhappiness, troubles. Well, my friend, these are not your troubles. You make them your troubles by getting into them. This is not a theory. But I tell you, it comes from practice, not only mine, but from all the people I worked with the last 20 years. Just give it a try. If your way is just giving more problems, it's not solving it, give this a try. But then really give it a try. Don't make it into another system. There is no system. There is no system. There's nothing to understand. There only is being. Focus on being. Focus on being here. Just feel your feet on the ground. You don't have to think about it. You don't need an opinion about it. You don't have to dream about it or imagine something about it. Just feel those feet on the ground. And they are on the ground. So that can't be too hard. It's not something you have to make up. It's something that is actually there. The only thing you have to do is pay attention to it. And the good thing is, by paying attention to your feet, you start paying less attention to all these things you tell yourself. All the things you imagine for yourself. Because we value these things very, very much. But really, if you would take a close look, I'm afraid you would find out that hardly any, and I mean maybe 1%, maybe not even, maybe 1% of all your opinions is your opinion. You just read something in the news, on the internet. It sounded good. Yeah, it sounded logic. Your friend told you something. Just leave that. It's not going to make you happy. Just try to keep your attention to where you are. This is your experience right now. So pay attention to it. Because otherwise, yesterday you were dreaming about today, and today you might memorize yesterday. And the fact is, you're just in this moment. So bring your attention within this moment. Focus on it. Just feel your feet on the ground. Your feet don't have a special purpose. They don't give an importance to things. They just exist. So just feel your feet on the ground. And in that way, withdraw your attention from all the nonsense that's claiming your attention. Because, yes, just look, it's claiming your attention. It's begging for your attention. It's fighting for your attention. Just look. Try to concentrate on something. And immediately, you know what I mean. All these things pull you into their story. And their story becomes your story. And that's why our lives are full of drama. And you cannot find all this beauty and harmony, trust, because we're too obsessed by ourselves, by what we think, by our opinions, by our assumptions, presumptions. Just leave that all. It won't make you happy. Just leave it. You don't need it. You don't need that to be happy. And no, I don't tell you to turn into some monk withdrawing from the planet in some cave and not communicating. No, you can live the way you live. What I talk about is your inner involvement with yourself, not with your neighbors. Leave your neighbors alone, please. Focus on yourself. Because that's exactly where the problem is. The problem is that you get into all this nonsense that you tell yourself. And that's for about everybody on this planet. And it's a waste. And it's a pity. Because once we get into all this drama, we tend to forget that we're living a mystery. That we're living a dream full of rapture, full of ecstasy, full of beauty, full of love. And all these qualities are always there, but we are more interested into our drama, into our considerations, our opinions, our dreams, our beautiful thoughts, our constructs. And meanwhile, life is fleeting along, passing along. And as soon as you get a little bit older, you will notice that, well, life just slips through your fingers like sand. You cannot control it. And how much you try, it doesn't matter. You cannot control it. The only thing you can do is try to get yourself in a position in which you can surrender. And then you might find out that life is perfect the way it is. It's only we think it should be different. It should be like such and such. Happiness is such and such. Harmony is such and such. Concepts, concepts, concepts. Just drop it for the moment. Just feel your feet on the ground. It will bring you to peace. It will bring you to the peace which is always there, which is you, within yourself. It's nothing from the outside, it's not an abstract thing, it's what you are on a deeper level. But all the time our attention gets sucked within the things of a superficial level, our considerations, our opinions, our feelings. And they become enormous for us as soon as we give them attention. Just as an experiment, just drop all that. Shift your attention to your feet. Just feel your feet on the ground. And you might notice that slowly, slowly, your field of attention will become clearer from you. Clearer from your thoughts, from your opinions, from your dreams, your presumptions, your assumptions. And then all this space which seemed to be filled with you, just is there. And within this space, everything is just allowed to arise as it comes. And that's always very harmonious. Just try not to have an opinion about it. And even if you, when you have an opinion, when you hear this opinion in your head, just don't take it so serious. We take our opinions and our thoughts so serious. That only can mean you never had a close look at them. Because, well, first of all, as I said, most of it is not yours. 99% is built on a childish assumption stemming from your youth that life is such and such. You never really had a good look. And it doesn't matter how it is. Just leave it. You don't have to get into it, whatever you tell yourself. Why would you? You miss the fun of life. As I said, you know, even when people think about sex all day long, and they won't have it. And when they have it, they think about something else. That's a state of poverty. This is not spiritual, blah, blah, and dreaming away or fake. No. This will bring you into the here and now. This is where your life is. I consider it very fake to be dreaming of everything and nothing, no matter what you do. You cross a street, you think about different things. You know, you're at your job, you're dreaming away. Even when making love, you think about different things. So it's a poor state. Bring your attention where you are. And you will start to experience life in a more fuller way because you're more fully there. There's no magic behind it. It's quite logical, as a matter of fact. Just try to be where you are without any comments on the inside. Ignore the comments. They're nonsense. And they're real when you get into them. Just for some time, try not to get into them, and you will discover a different space within yourself. You only discover it by not thinking about it. If you think about it, well, you stay where you are. Because that's what you're doing all day long anyway. So drop that. Shift your attention away from whatever you experience on the inside. And shift your attention to just feeling your feet on the ground. Over and over again. Every few seconds, a thought pops up in us. So you have to be very, how would you say that in English? Ficlient, I don't know the word, but you have to be very aware, very awake. Because before you realize, you're caught up again. That's not a problem, but as soon as you notice you're caught up again within a thought, within an assumption, within a dream, just get your attention out by focusing on your feet. Just feel your feet on the ground. And the more you do that in daily life, the more your life will come into harmony. Just by doing something so non-spiritual and simple like this. I would say give it a try. If your ways to improve things didn't work this far, why not give this a try? I tell you from my experience, and from what I've been teaching the last 20 years, we get very good results with this. When you do it, not when you think about it. Thinking about it, for me, has no value at all. I don't care what you think about it. I care whether you do it. It's the only thing that matters. You can dream about spirituality and blah, blah all day long. And you won't reach a thing, even if you can name all the angels, all the hierarchies, all the spirits, all the whatever. You know? It's just a name. And I think all these things point at your consciousness, at your state of being. So try to discover these things within yourself. It's not that hard. It's what you are. Just feel your feet on the ground in order to create an open field of consciousness. A field which is not entirely filled with our thoughts, our opinions, our dreams, our wishes, our demands, our conclusions. Because then you might perceive something else than yourself, as long as you're, let's say, consciousness is filled only with your thoughts and your things. You only perceive yourself. You don't perceive the situation. You perceive what you think of it, what your opinion is about it, what you dream of it, what you fancy about it, what you hate about it. That is not a thing. That's your reaction to a thing. And we're all the time caught up within our reaction. Just leave it. All reaction, just mind the first little part. Reaction, which means it's based on the path of on the past. Drop that. Just feel your feet on the ground. Bring your own attention within the here and now. It's not far away, it's where you are right now. Just stop dreaming and flying away. Bring your attention where you are. It can't be hard because you're here. Right now, right here. Just keep your attention there and don't get involved into all the other things. And also during the ritual, which I will perform in a few minutes, try to keep your field of attention open. Don't think about it. Don't judge it. Don't compare it. It's not important what you think about it. It's an experience on a different level. So whatever you think, it's on a different level. Whether you like it or you hate it, it's not relevant. It's on a different level. So the more you can keep your field of attention open, the more you might experience of that. You will have the impact anyway. The energetic impact will always be there. But what you can experience of it depends on your state of openness. And the less your field of perception is filled with you, the more you can openly and directly experience, well, what is there. And during the ritual, which consists of parts in which I will make sound or music. It's not music, it's a ritual sound. And parts that are silent. And it ends with a bell, so you know when it's finished, you don't have to think about it. When it becomes silent, is it finished or not? No, you know when it's finished, because then you will hear the bell. So try to keep your field of attention open. And just let the ritual draw you much deeper into this peaceful and harmonious state within yourself. It's what you are on a deeper level. So you don't have to do much for that. You just have to allow the energy of the ritual to take you there. And it's in general a very pleasant experience. So I would recommend just to sit down or to lay down. Close your eyes, go with the flow. And I think it will bring you much more in harmony. Just give it a try, especially when you've done a lot of things. I know many people have done tons of workshops, therapies, sessions, whatever. If it's not satisfactory, why not withdraw your attention from the whole lot and give this a try? It's a very, very different approach. And I must say, we have extremely good results with it. The only thing you have to do is withdraw attention and focus it on the here and now. All right. I hope you enjoy the ritual. I hope you're, here again next week. And in a ritual, don't expect something spectacular or special. You might experience that, but not necessarily. Just try to be open. Try to flow along and enjoy the show. All right. Have a good time.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.
Thank you.
Please visit our website at shuemsoulexperience.com. Shuem, S-H-U-E-M.